Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm happy to be here with you on a Thursday night. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. This is the beginning. This is the genesis. This is the impetus. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. Like every night that I'm here on the radio. It doesn't matter if we're in a damn pandemic. It doesn't matter if I'm outside at an NFL draft. It doesn't matter if I'm in Atlanta, New York, your city. It doesn't matter what the hell I'm at or where I'm at or what I'm doing. We're going to have a busy 4 hours. Thank you so much. If you follow me on social media at JR Sport Brief, that is Twitter, that is Facebook, you will already know everything that we will discuss tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets going at it again in Game 2. Denver leads the series heading into tonight 53-48. Right now at halftime, the Los Angeles Lakers lead 53-48. LeBron with 10, Anthony Davis with a poor 7 points, 1 of 6 from the field. Rui Hachimura stepped up defensively last game to try to stop Nikola Jokic, but tonight he contributes offensively. He is a perfect 7 of 7 from the field with 17 points. And so we'll continue to talk about this game as it gets ready to move into the second half. Nikola Jokic, just a normal night. 16 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists at the half. Jamal Murray has 10 points. Aaron Gordon, 6. Michael Porter Jr. with 5. We will keep you up to date as the night rolls on. Unfortunately, there's some bad news in the world of sports. And Brett Favre is in the news again. Sports Illustrated really doing some investigative journalism as it relates to the Mississippi welfare scandal. The Oakland Athletics, we know they want to move from Oakland to Las Vegas, and it seems that they're asking for Nevada. They're asking them for too much damn money. Tiger Woods, not only dealing with ankle surgery, seems like he is dealing with an ex-relationship, suing him for money. Tiger Woods is always into something. For all my tennis fans out there, I'm a huge tennis fan, Rafael Nadal, you will not be seeing this man participating on the clay at the French Open. He says, my hip hurts. Don't look for me. So we got a lot to discuss. Mitch Trubisky has a new contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Matt Ryan tells everybody again, he's on a whole tour. Not that he's joined CBS, but that he's not retiring. And then Antonio Brown is returning to the football field? Trust me, I will explain. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on SiriusXM channel 158. You can always lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. And if you have a smart speaker, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, how are you this evening? You doing okay?
I'm doing well, JR. It is always a pleasure to be with you, my friend. And we are getting a fascinating Western Conference Finals, my friend.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that later, Shep.
Sir, how are you, man?
I'm okay, man. I'm good. Thanks.
Good.
I ain't got nothing. I'm living and breathing. I ain't got nothing to complain about.
Never do.
Yeah, you're damn right. I got plenty to complain about, but why do it?
That's a good point, too.
Who cares? Nobody cares. Sticking and moving out here. That's the story of life. Listen, if you are a fan of the Denver Nuggets, you don't have a reason to complain as they just get underway here in the third quarter. You know, last night we saw another damn good matchup between the Miami Heat and the Celtics. If you're a Celtics fan, you might have reason to complain as they pretty much choked away the game in the third quarter, allowing the Miami Heat to score 46 points, and the Heat walked away with that W 123 to 116. And all last night, and this has bled even into today, we really had to hear about just how scrappy the Miami Heat are, how disrespected the Miami Heat are, you know, how much they've had to endure throughout the course of the season that makes them just prime for the spot that they're in right now, having to go into the play-in. There was no better example last night than when Jimmy Butler was asked point blank by a reporter, man, did you expect to be here in this spot right now? And Jimmy Butler, he had an easy answer. Listen to it.
Damn right. I did. Damn right. We did. And the best part about it is we still don't care what none of y'all think. Honestly speaking, we don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will. We know the group of guys we have in this locker room. We know that Coach Spo puts so much confidence and belief in each and every one of us. Coach Pat as well. And so our circle's small, but this circle got so much love for one another. We pump constant confidence into everybody. And we go out there and we hoop. We play basketball the right way, knowing that we always got a chance.
Knowing that we always got a chance. And that's the right attitude to have. If you know who you are, then why the hell would you care what anybody else thinks? I appreciate that from Jimmy Butler. I appreciate that from the Miami Heat. A team in the NBA playoffs that only has a team that has 9 undrafted players. Count them, 9. And here they are, just trying to get closer and closer to another NBA Finals. It's amazing, right? This is the same Miami Heat team that went 44-38 in the regular season. This is the same Miami Heat team that a lot of people looked at and said, why are they still playing? Why don't they just quit? Why we don't look for draft picks? And a matter of fact, this is the same Miami Heat team that throughout the course of these playoffs, due to a broken hand against the Milwaukee Bucks, they don't have Tyler Hero out there. This is the same Miami Heat team that lost in the play-in to the Atlanta Hawks. This is the same Miami Heat team that shrugged off that L and then beat the Bulls to clinch the 8th seed when they were technically the 7th seed. I mean, even after that victory, securing a spot in the postseason against the Bucks and knocking them out, and then knocking out the Knicks, and now here taking on the Celtics, even to get in the play-in, Eric Spoelstra said he knew who was in his own locker room. He knew about the heart of his team when the real playoffs got underway.
I do know one thing about the men in that locker room the last 48 hours. I know how categorically, unequivocally, how badly and desperately our group wanted to get into this damn thing and get into the playoffs to have an opportunity to compete for a title. And that's the part that I love about this group. Even when there's some frustrating times during the season, I know how badly the guys want to win and how much they put into it. And it was just great to see, that competitive spirit.
Yeah, well, we saw that competitive spirit last night. We saw that they didn't quit down at halftime against the Celtics in Boston, that they bounced back, that they dropped 46 points, that Joe Mazzulla looked clueless on the side of the bench, and they walked away with a victory. And then even speaking to the media today, Eric Spoelstra, he went back to the play-in tournament. Eric Spoelstra went right back to adversity and talked about how it has helped build this team up. He said, I do know the play-in helped. There are far less teams tanking. Everyone was fighting for it those last 2 months. Every game was must-see TV. I think for the league, that's probably the best thing that's happened in a decade. For the own crap that his team went through, he said, it was a blessing to be able to go through all of that. I've not been part of a regular season like that, and I think we all grew and got better from it. To not let it collapse our spirit, but really to harden us and steel us and bring us closer together and develop that kind of grit and perseverance that's needed in the postseason. It's the fun part about sports. It can mirror life. That when you're beat up, you're beat down, you're punched around, you're smacked around, you're kicked, you're shoved, what you gonna do about it? You gonna roll up like a ball? You're gonna explode? You're gonna, you know, drift away? You're gonna stand there and endure through the beatdown? Think about pressure. It's either gonna burst and pop some pipes, or it's gonna make a diamond. There's no way to avoid adversity. It's what the hell you do when you face it. And so the Miami Heat here, yeah, I've said it, I got no problem. I still like the Celtics to win this series. But it's real easy to root for a team like the Heat, who've been counted out, who are not supposed to be here, supposed to be eliminated, who don't have a, you know, real stars throughout the course of the roster outside of Jimmy Butler and the corpse of Kyle Lowry whenever he decides to awaken. You got to appreciate the scrappy dudes that are on the team right now, giving it their all. Because top to bottom, roster to roster, they shouldn't beat the Celtics in the series. You look at the roster, you look at the talent, they shouldn't walk away and go to the NBA Finals. But they have a chance to do so, because they don't give up and they don't quit. Now, Eric Spoelstra about the play-in, I don't know about this being the greatest thing the NBA has seen in 10 years. I don't know about that. I also am not all that confident that teams ain't tanking out here. Go ahead and ask Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks. Or go ask Jason Kidd. You know, don't ask Jason Kidd anything, because Jason Kidd is going to tell you, I'm just going to do and say what my bosses want me to. But there's still plenty of teams tanking. Did you see the San Antonio Spurs for the past, I don't know, 3 years? Have you seen the Oklahoma City Thunder, even though that they have tanked themselves into some all-star level players? And plenty of teams still tanking. For me, the play-in is still delaying the inevitable. It's given people great games to watch. And for me, it's given a lot of folks false hope. Sorry, Eric Spoelstra. Not everybody is the Miami Heat. Not everybody has Pat Riley. Not everybody has the video coordinator turned future Hall of Fame coach. Not everybody has a dude who at one point of his life was basically homeless, looking for a place to live, like Jimmy Butler. Not everybody has the wherewithal to, you know, deal with adversity and still keep going. And so, yeah, the plan is nice. Lets the people watch an extra OKC game. It lets Patrick Beverley lose his mind up in Minnesota like he's won an NBA championship. It lets my friends here in Atlanta feel more positive about the Hawks. But hey, you, the Miami Heat, you're the first play-in team to actually go forward and win a series. And yeah, the play-in is only as old as the pandemic. That's when all of this got started. Not everybody's the Heat. Not everybody's Pat Riley. And how about this? And not everybody is Jimmy Butler with the ability to turn it on like the oven in the postseason. And so good on y'all. I like the Heat. I ain't all that big of a fan of the plan. And kudos to y'all. Let's see what they can do. Will they be able to snatch up a second game in Boston against the Celtics? If they do that, then God bless them. They very well might be on their way to another NBA Finals, except for this one, it won't be in no stinking bubble at Disneyland. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. If you want to talk to me, this is the phone number. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I will pick up the phone lines on the other side of this break. We'll get into something going on with the Commanders. Plenty of things going on with the Oakland Athletics. Even the Phoenix Coyotes or the Arizona Coyotes. You may be calling them something else pretty soon. Brett Favre is in the news. Rafael Nadal is in the news. Tiger Woods is in the news. Mitch Trubisky has a new contract. And the Los Angeles Lakers and the Nuggets are going at it right now. I'll give you a score. I'll pick up the phones. We'll get into everything I just discussed. My name is JR. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Just showed some love to the Miami Heat to get things started, especially after the victory last night up in Boston against the Celtics. They're going to try to take a 2-0 series lead starting tomorrow. Right now in Denver, Colorado, the Denver Nuggets are trying to take a 2-0 series lead against the Los Angeles Lakers, but the Lakers have pretty much held control here throughout the course of the game. Los Angeles currently leads 70-64. There's about 4 minutes left here in the third quarter, and Rui Hachimura got things started for the Los Angeles Lakers with 17 points in the first half. Anthony Davis trying to show some signs of life here with 11 points. Still 2 of 9 from the field. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Clarence. He's calling up from Mississippi. We're going to talk about Mississippi later in the show, especially with that Brett Favre guy. Hey, Clarence. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's going on? Hey, Clarence, you're live on the radio. Oh, my God. Clarence, try your best to come back, okay? I don't know what the hell is going on with Clarence. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And then the top. Hey, Shep, did Clarence break the phone, or what happened with this guy, Clarence? We had
Clarence
another guy
at the moment. I'm trying to make sure he's there. Tom was not there when I went to him just to make sure he's ready.
Yeah, I was going to say Clarence was here and just broke everything.
Right.
Like, there was this
right.
guy. What was the other
so
guy's
Clarence
name?
From Mississippi, this is your fault.
Yeah, what was the other guy's name?
Tom
the other guy's
in Wichita.
Name was Tom.
And we even had Chris in California, but Chris lost service.
So Clarence is out here. He just broke everything. Congratulations to Clarence for breaking the phones. Thank you, Clarence, from Mississippi. Maybe it has something. Do you think it's related to Brett Favre? I will assume it is. Get ready to talk about the Brett Favre guy, and all of a sudden, I mention Brett Favre in Mississippi, and the phones go out. It's pretty ridiculous. Tom is here. I think this is Tom. Unless he got snatched up or fell into the toilet. Tom is here from Wichita. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tom?
Yes, sir. I did. Yeah, we had some screw-up there, but I'm back. Listen, I just wanted your opinion, because this has been bugging me since they did it. Why did the NBA go to tenths of a second toward the end of a game? Because this is not track and field. It's not swimming. It's not. I just don't get it. Does it really make a difference in the game?
Why does the NBA go to tenths of a second at the end of a game? Why?
Yeah.
I think to help – it actually makes sense. It's to help determine position. It's to help determine if somebody can get a shot off. The NBA has established that it can take you 3/10 of a second on an inbounds pass to get a shot off. And so I think it's legitimate that you do it because it's real time. Does that make sense?
That makes sense if you explain it to me that way. It just, I mean, being affected, I've always used tenths of a second, like I said, for track and field and swimming. but you know, that kind of competition. But I didn't know why they did. But that, well, that does clear it up a little.
There's really not too much of a difference. If you're running a race and you have a finish line, you want to cross that line. If you want to hit a gun or a trigger, you have a set time. If you are trying to get off a shot, you want to at least have something established that the shot got off in time. And so I think it's reasonable to go to tenths of a second by the time we get to the end of quarters or halves. It makes sense.
Okay, well, thank you for explaining to me that way. It didn't click with me like that.
It's okay. How long have you been thinking about that?
A little while, obviously.
Okay, all right. Do you have anything else that's been bugging you? I may be able to help you about Area 51.
There we go. I love that. No, I guess because last time I talked to you, we were talking about this whole thing with the new golf, the company that's out there.
Live Golf.
And you were explaining to me in a beautiful way if it really is going to help or not, because that's all still up in the air, you know?
Yeah, it still exists, but I don't know who the hell is watching it.
Exactly. That's where I'm at. So, yeah. You know, pardon me for being old school.
No, it ain't old school, man. Old, young, new, ain't nobody watching Live Golf unless you're from Saudi Arabia and you're actually paying for it. Hey, Tom,
that's
I appreciate you, man.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
No doubt about it. Yeah, who's watching Live Golf? Not me. I saw the XFL had its championship game a couple of days ago. I didn't watch that crap either. Sorry. Oh, my God. This guy's here. Clarence from Mississippi. Hey, Clarence, you there?
J.R., what's going on, man? You still a favor?
I did what?
How you doing?
I'm good. What happened to you? You broke the phones.
My phone dropped.
Oh, your phone dropped. Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it happens.
Well, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
What do you think about my Lakers? Are they going to do it or not? Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no doubt, Clarence. I'll answer you, mate. Just don't drop the phone again. Look, the Los Angeles Lakers, how do I feel about them? I think the Lakers can win a championship. They got to get past Denver to do it. Right now, Denver just went on like a 10-0 run, and the Lakers are barely holding on to a lead. The score is currently 76-74. Who knows? This series might go 7 games. I have no idea. This is the good part about this season. There is no clear-cut winner. There is no team that's head and shoulders above everybody else. And we got to wait to see how things progress. Jokic is having another ridiculous game. Not a 30-20. Well, he might get there. 21 points, 14 rebounds, and 9 assists. And so Nikola Jokic here in the playoffs is an assist away from basically having another triple-double. And it's not like he's getting a whole lot of help out here. We have more of a lower-scoring game this go-around in Game 2. Next highest scorer is Jamal Murray with 14 points. Bruce Brown has 9. Anthony Davis for the Lakers, only 11. LeBron, 16. D'Angelo Russell, he remembered how to play basketball today. He has 10 points. And Austin Reeves, just every day trying to earn more and more cash, he has 14 points. And so we'll keep you up to date with the Los Angeles Lakers and Denver as they get ready to pull into the fourth quarter. About a minute left here in the third. Something that is in its final stages, I want to mention this as well for all my friends in Washington, D.C., and the DMV, and Maryland, and Virginia. This can't come soon enough, and it's the finalized sale of the Washington Commanders from Daniel Snyder to Josh Harris. The NFL has its spring meetings next week amongst its owners. I imagine all these old crotchety dudes go into a room, you know, bitching and complaining with each other about how much money the players are making. But one thing that will not be on their agenda is the sale of the Commanders. We know last week that there was a full sale agreement that was finalized and announced by both Joshua Harris and Daniel Snyder for the Commanders to sell for $6 billion. This is going to be the highest sale price for a franchise, not just in North American sports, but for planet Earth. And so the Washington Commanders, ridiculously valuable, but the NFL is still looking through the numbers. The owners are still having meetings to check out the final details. So whenever they decide to sell, they know that they are not out there being screwed. And I know Commanders fans, they just want this to be official. And when the day comes, I don't know where the hell you would hold a parade, but they should have one in the DMV. They should hold a parade to walk Daniel Snyder right into the Potomac, because that's where he belongs. He doesn't belong as the owner of an NFL franchise, and they can't get him out of here soon enough. It's going to take 24 of the 32 owners to approve this sale, and I venture to say there's going to be a vast majority, if not all of them, well, outside of their own, they not voting, that are going to say, yeah, we need Daniel Snyder out of here. Jim Irsay from the Indianapolis Colts has been very clear about Dan Snyder, how he is publicly making the league look bad, and he needs to get out of here sooner than later. And so, Commanders fans, just relax a little bit longer. Commanders are going to be sold. 855-212-4CBS. Lou is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Lou.
Hey, JR. How you doing, buddy?
Very well.
I'm going to give you my prediction for the winner of the NBA championship.
Okay, go ahead.
You want to guess who I'm going to pick?
Nope.
Take a stab.
No, thank you, Lou. I put Lou on hold. He's like, hey, take a guess. What am I, Miss Cleo? Like, you're here on the radio. You have a chance to just tell me and talk to me about it. You want me to play a guessing game? I don't want to play who am I. Just tell me next time. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You won't have to guess what I'm going to talk about. When we come back from break, the Commanders aren't the only team potentially on a move. The Oakland A's, we know they want to go to Vegas. And there is a hockey team in Arizona that might move to Kansas City? Oh, that's what Patrick Mahomes wants. We're going to talk about all of it.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A long-time listener, but first-time caller. I just want to say I love your show because you keep it real. You're all about the people, from what I can tell. I mean, you're as real as it gets.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I can tell you what else is real. Before we went to break, I told you about the Commanders. There won't be an official vote by the NFL owners next week for their sale from Daniel Snyder to Josh Harris. I'm going to tell you what's real about the Oakland Athletics and the Phoenix Coyotes. I'll do that momentarily. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Anthony, he's calling from Ontario. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind?
Hi, JR. First of all, thank you for taking my call. I'm happy to be on the air.
Sure. Thank you.
Second of all, if I had to describe your show in one word, that word would be cool. It is a pleasure to sit back and hear you do your thing and just hear you speak your mind. So, you know, keep up the great work, and, you know, I'm going to keep listening. So,
thanks.
Yeah. Here's my question to you. I am a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. I've always trusted the draft process. You know, this year was no exception. It was a little boring, but no exception. The last few years, McCartney has been on the hot seat. My question to you is, I believe this is Dak's third or fourth year going into his huge contract. My question to you is, in your opinion, do you believe this could be a make-or-break year for Dak Prescott? We know Aaron Rodgers has left the NFC. Tom Brady retired. So, you know, as usual, win now mode in Dallas. So I'd like to, you know, get your opinion on that. I'll hang up, and thank you again. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Anthony, for calling from Ontario. No, I don't think this is a make or break for Dak Prescott. You just said it. Every year the Dallas Cowboys are sitting on these expectations, and unfortunately it also seems that every year Jerry Jones still has a decent amount of patience for a team that is good, but they haven't been good enough to go out there and win a championship. And we know Mike McCarthy, I think if anything happens, he'll be the first man to get fired, to get the boot. We know that it hasn't been difficult for Jerry Jones to come out and talk about how I got Dan Quinn on staff, and Mike McCarthy knows that he won't be the head coach of the Cowboys forever. It's like, man, just slow down a little bit. It seemed like Jason Garrett was going to be the head coach forever. And so, yes, Dak is still here. I believe he's moving into year three of that four-year deal that he signed. I don't believe he's going to be on the hot seat. And when you think about the average cost of his deal per year at $40 million, he's still pretty much on a discount given his production. I know there was a whole lot of yelling and people upset. Oh, my God, how could you give Dak 40? And the Dallas Cowboys did have to end up paying more money than they wanted to, having to drag this out after his broken ankle. But now he's on a discount. He's no longer slotted behind Patrick Mahomes at approximately 45 per. You look at some of the top quarterbacks in the game, you would think that he's on the deal. He's getting paid appropriate to what the market would say. 50 and 51 and 52, and God knows what Joe Burrow is going to get his hands on. And so to think Dak is slotted in per average, on an average basis, at $40 million is not too shabby. And then for the Dallas Cowboys this upcoming season, you would think bringing in Brandon Cooks will maybe ease some of the pressure on CeeDee Lamb. Michael Gallup will be another year removed from his knee surgery and injury. And so I would think the Dallas Cowboys will be okay. We know that there won't be an Ezekiel Elliott. Tony Pollard is coming off of an injury. They went into the draft to get some help at the running back position. But I don't think Dak is going to be on the hot seat. Like, what's the worst-case scenario? The Dallas Cowboys get to the end of the season and go, we don't want Dak? Like, where do they start? Where do they go?
Trust Cooper Rush, JR?
That's not a serious question, is it?
No, but that's the point. Is he is by far your best option? I got a question for you, JR.
The best option for what?
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like you don't have a viable option to replace Dak Prescott.
Oh well, that's the Cooper Rush he's not even worth mentioning.
Right.
If they go through this season, it's obviously not going to be Cooper Rush. That's why there's no discussion about is Dak on borrowed time. We know there's a lot that takes place in an NFL season. The Dallas Cowboys might completely crap out due to injury. They might be screwed for the entire season. They might be forced into a place where they can select the franchise quarterback. But that's a whole lot to take place. To be here in May and to think that Dak is on borrowed time only if there's a catastrophe. And we got a long way to go before we get there where they would even think about a quarterback for next season. What were you saying, Shep?
Well, no, Jared, the question I have for you is, the benefit that Dak has, and you have mentioned this many times previously, is that the NFC is completely wide open. Now, outside of, you know, Mr. Runner-Up MVP Jalen Hurts himself, Dak Prescott, you can make a legitimate argument, is the second best quarterback in the conference. I don't know where you fare on that, but I think that's a legitimate argument to say Dak Prescott is not only a franchise quarterback for years to come, but given the nature of the NFC and how competitive the AFC is in comparison to the NFC, Dak could play for another 5-10 years easily as the franchise quarterback for the Cowboys.
Yes, Dak is good. Like, I understand if you're a Cowboys fan, as our caller is, to have frustrations about Dak and to have frustrations about what the Cowboys don't do. Dak Prescott is okay. You can talk about what he does or does not do in the playoffs. He is above average when it comes to his ability to go out there and win games. He's not at the lower end of the spectrum where you just want to go out there and dump the guy. And so the Cowboys will be in competition with Dak. You know, I feel like every year that the Dallas Cowboys are in this space of, well, we'll win approximately, I don't know, 10-plus games, give or take, and then we'll just be okay. And then we'll go to the playoffs, and we'll play a team like the 49ers, or formerly, and I don't think this will be the case anymore, like the Packers, and then we'll just lose in the first round. Or if we don't have to play a wild card round, we'll lose in the divisional round, and then we'll just go home and we'll pack it up. And the problem for the Dallas Cowboys is more recently, they've just been good. And just being good ain't good enough. But I'm not going to just throw all of that on Dak Prescott, where now I go, oh my God, if Dak doesn't drive us to an NFC championship game, then we will seriously have to entertain getting rid of him. For what? Your next door neighbor? Like, who are you bringing out of cobwebs to throw the football for the Dallas Cowboys next year, unless you were so bad that you're in a position to draft Williams out of USC? Like, that's it. There's nothing else that makes me go, oh my God, we got to dump Dak, we got to get rid of him. It's not even a thought. I mean, look at this way. Mitch Trubisky, it was reported even today that he's going to be signing a 2-year extension to be the backup to Kenny Pickett with the Steelers. He had 1 year left on his deal, this one coming up. You might recall last season, right before they drafted Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky signed a 2-year, $14 million deal. We know things did not work out with the Chicago Bears. He went to Buffalo and he backed up Josh Allen, and then he got this deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he has been a solid backup, so much so that before they relegated him to the bench, he was named one of the team's captains. And so he started a bunch of games to begin the year, and then they ultimately threw Kenny Pickett out there. And due to Kenny Pickett having a concussion here, injuries there, Mitch Trubisky saw some spot starts. Not all that amazing, but even Mitch Trubisky, he got a job, he got a gig, and he's a backup. That's just the reality. And so, Dak, give him a break. There are a lot of teams in the NFL. I know that Dak gets a lot of attention for what he does not do and what he hasn't been able to do. Sign me up for a quarterback who, for the most part, is going to deliver me a touchdown to turnover ratio of about 3-1. Sign me up for a quarterback that can get me approximately 10 plus wins every season. Like, what else are we asking for? And for what Shep just mentioned, if you think about the NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys, outside of the Eagles and all the new defenders that they continue to import in from Georgia, are the New York Giants making you shake? Are the Washington Commanders making you shake? Like, the Dallas Cowboys will have an opportunity to compete in the NFC East. And then, as normal, as per usual, they'll have a chance to go into the playoffs. And then, as they typically do, they will probably go there and just choke. Give Dak a break. Speaking of a break, Los Angeles Lakers, they are not catching one here. Denver Nuggets storming back here in the fourth quarter. Still plenty of time, about halfway through the fourth. The Denver Nuggets lead the Lakers 90-84. Anthony Davis here at the free throw line. He has had a crap game. 13 points, 11 rebounds. He is 2 of 11 from the field. And things not just ugly for the Cowboys. Things could get dangerous here for the Lakers, and I guess that's the trifecta. What's the team's, Shep, the front-runner team? I guess the teams might be changing. It's the Cowboys, the Lakers, the Yankees.
Yankees, and then I would say in hockey, the Rangers, even though they're 29 years removed, I still think they get the most headlines.
No, they aren't too many. Ain't too many folks running around claiming that. You do the three sports that people really care about in this country.
Gotcha.
You do the Yankees, you do the Cowboys, and then you do the Lakers.
Well, Igor might have something to say about that, but yes.
Igor?
Oh, he might be the best.
Shesterkin?
That's pretty good. Most people can't even make that pronunciation right on the fifth time. He's really good, JR. Like, I know hockey, you know, pales in comparison to those other three sports.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about him?
Well, because, no, I'm just saying.
Well,
like,
they're not even playing.
No, I realize that. But the truth of the matter is, I think hockey is on the come up. I really believe that.
The come up to what?
To being a rival to at least baseball. Like, we know football's king. We know basketball is a close second in terms of off the court issues, sure. But I do think people are getting a greater appreciation for hockey more than ever. Am I off base on that?
Why?
Because I just think you had an 8 seed pull off the greatest upset in the history of all of professional sports with the Panthers upsetting the Bruins, and I think that got a lot of people paying attention finally to the Stanley Cup playoffs. That's the sense I've gotten.
No more than usual.
Got it.
No, I don't think so. I also don't think that falls into kind of what a front runner would be here.
Gotcha.
In the United States of America. Lakers aren't going anywhere. Yankees been good forever. And the Dallas Cowboys are America's team. That seems to be the three squads that people kind of gravitate towards. I wouldn't put the New York Rangers anywhere close to that. Maybe if you're in New York City, possibly, but I don't think anybody in Dallas gives a damn about those Rangers. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll update you on the Lakers and Nuggets on the other side. And then I got to tell you about some folks in trouble. Don't move.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.